Here we go.
And we need a page turn sound tonight.
Beep.
No.
Honk.
All right, Desmond.
It's an alligator.
Yeah. Honk.
We are Story Life Bedtime Book Number 25, Amanda and Her Alligator by Mo Willems. Okay, let's get on here. We're gonna go past the table of contents. All right, we are here at page 8 and 9. Chapter 1, A Surprising Surprise. Amanda was at the library getting her books for the week. Her alligator was not. He was waiting for Amanda to get back. I do not like it when Amanda is gone, thought Alligator. I am no good at waiting. He paced around the room. He fiddled with his tail. You just mess with something.
Honk.
Honk. When Amanda comes home, we will have fun, thought Alligator. Maybe she will have a surprise for me. Alligator smiled. Finally, Amanda came back to her room. Do you have a surprise for me? Asked Alligator. Do you want a surprise? Asked Amanda. He did.
Huh.
下一篇了哦。Boo! 所以下一篇是Boo吗?
Yeah.
好,所以是Alligator and her alligator第二部了哈。
Boo! Yelled Amanda.
Yeek!
Yelled Alligator. You always bring home the most interesting surprises, said Alligator.
You want me to be Amanda?
Chapter 2.
An unsurprising surprise. Sure, you can be Amanda.
Honk.
Amanda was reading her new library book, How to Raise a Tiger, when her alligator snuck into the room. He giggled. I have a surprise for you, said Alligator. Would you like it? He giggled some more.
Hee hee hee.
Honk.
Is it you are yelling boo?
Asked Amanda. Said Alligator. Not anymore.
You better put your old thinking cap if you want to surprise me.
Amanda said as her alligator left the room.
Honk.
The turning is different because here...
It's up and down, swipey, swipey?
No, it's like here is one.
Wow, people are going to have to figure it out.
Then we do chapters. Yep. No? 好, 现在是第三部了, huh?
And that is just what Alligator did. Put on his thinking cap.
Is that a thinking cap?
That's, huh? Yeah, that's his version of a thinking cap. Mm-hmm. Put on your thinking cap, just, you better start thinking really hard. Mm-hmm. Your thinking cap.
想思考帽吗?
I guess, I don't know.
Okay, thinking cap.
Chapter 2.5.
二又二分之一.
An extra surprise.
Honk.
Alligator still had a perfectly good unused boo. And no one to give it to.
Pigeon.
There is a pigeon there. Ooh, page 26.
Pigeon.
So he gave it to himself. Boo.
Ah!
Chapter 3. A Surprising Tickle.
What is... Okay, tickle.
Huh?
Amanda was reading her new library book, Whale Songs for Beginners, when her alligator came into the room. He was wearing his old thinking cap. Something tickles, said Alligator.
What tickles?
Asked Amanda. I do, yelled Alligator. And he did. Good old thinking cap.
So what is the thinking cap like doing? What's the question again?
What's it doing for him?
Yeah.
It's giving him new ideas.
What's the new idea?
Tickling.
Tickle.
Yeah, he had to come up with a good surprise. Mm.
Do you like tickling?
No.
Yeah, you do.
Unless you do, you like...
A Surprising Value, Chapter 4. What's this crocodile looking at? Alligator, sorry.
A pin.
That's not a pin. What do you think that is?
A sticker.
A price tag.
Oh, it's a price tag. Desmond's got a good guess here. Amanda was reading her new library book, Climbing Things for Fun and Profit, when her alligator came into the room. I like how she's reading here. This is like a Roland reading thing here.
What is it? Fun and profit?
You're gonna climb things for fun, but you're also gonna make money. He was not wearing his thinking cap when he said, "Something tickles."
"That was a funny joke,"
said Amanda.
"But I'm not going to fall for it again."
"No, really," said Alligator. When friends say, "No, really," they mean it. Honk.
第五章了, huh? Chapter 5.
Amanda helped her alligator find what tickled. Something was attached to his tail.
"Oh, it's a price tag,"
said Amanda. "Read it, read it," said Alligator. "I have always wanted to know how much I am worth."
多少钱吗?
Amanda read the tag.
"It says 7 cents.
How much is 7 cents in Taiwan dollars?
7 cents in Taiwan dollars? That would be like maybe 2 NT.
7 cents is like 七分吗? 诶,不对。 25 cents is a dime, right?
25 cents is a quarter.
10 cents is a dime.
Yeah, so it's less than a dime. So it's like two to three NT.
Wasei. 2块钱.
I used to know how much dimes and quarters and that used to be, but not.
7 cents! Gasped Alligator. Why am I only worth 7 cents? Amanda did not say anything. Tell the truth, said Alligator. When friends ask you to tell the truth, you tell the truth.
You were in the sale bucket,
said Amanda.
You
go to the store and they put all the for sale items in a big bin. I was in the sale bucket, said Alligator. Why was I in the sale bucket? Amanda told her alligator the truth.
No one wanted to buy you,
she said.
What? That's cruel.
I am afraid to ask, but I must know, said Alligator. Why did no one want to buy me? Amanda told her alligator.
No one wanted to buy you because they knew you were meant to be my best friend.
After that, Alligator felt better. And that's the truth. Chapter 5. A Surprising Solution.
Grumble,
what's the deal here?
He's hungry.
Amanda was reading her new library book, You Can Make It Yourself, Jetpacks, when she noticed her alligator chewing on her head.
By the way, Amanda is reading all very strange books. Have you noticed that?
She goes to a really interesting library.
Yeah.
Like, what other books?
Stop that,
said Amanda. I'm bored, replied Alligator. Oh.
I always say books beat boredom,
said Amanda wisely. Alligator decided to give it a try. He went to the bookshelf. He looked at the books. He picked out a book. Well, what do you know, thought Alligator. Books do beat boredom.
What does boredom mean?
无聊.
Yeah. 所以这句话什么意思? Books do beat boredom. 就是读书会打败... 无聊. So do you guys think books beat boredom?
Yes. Sometimes.
When you are bored, do books make you feel not bored?
Yes.
Sometimes.
Sometimes it just reading just makes me even more bored.
Depends on what you're reading, I guess. Yeah. Right? Books do beat boredom, but Amanda's head tastes better.
她是觉得它比较好吃，对不对?
Chapter 6. A Surprising Discovery. Amanda was at the zoo with her grandpa. Her alligator was not. He was waiting for Amanda to get back. I do not like it when Amanda is gone, thought Alligator again. I am no good at waiting. He paced around the room again. He fiddled with his tail again. He tried to eat another book, but his heart was not in it.
What was his heart is not in it?
He just...
They don't want to.
He just really wasn't working harder. He wasn't very renten about this.
没有认真的。Yeah.
He's just kind of, When Amanda comes home, we will have fun, thought Alligator. We will sing silly songs. We will dress up. We will make discoveries. Maybe Amanda will have another surprise for me. Alligator smiled. Surprise! yelled Amanda, swinging open the door.
Look what Grandpa got for me at the zoo.
Ooh, what is it? It was a panda. The panda was huge. The panda was fluffy. The panda did not look like it came from the sail bucket. Alligator did not like Amanda's surprise. I need a panda.
Nice to meet you,
said the panda. Whatever, replied Alligator.
Whatever.
Does the alligator look happy?
No.
Why is he not happy?
What do you think, Amanda?
I think he's worried about being replaced.
Oh.
He's got the old Woody and Buzz Lightyear syndrome. Amanda.
Oh, sorry. Oh, cried Amanda. I have to go. Grandpa is taking me to dinner.
Amanda skipped out of the room. The panda looked around the room.
What do we do now?
She asked. Oh, it's a girl panda. Mm. It's okay. We wait, replied Alligator. Alligator and the panda waited. After a very short wait, the panda suddenly barked.
I am no good at waiting. I am better at singing silly songs or dressing up. Or making discoveries.
Alligator looked at Panda. That evening, Alligator sang a silly song. That evening, Panda dressed up. That evening, Alligator made a discovery. He had a new friend.
Ha ha
ha.
The end. Oh my god, that's a long book.
It wasn't that long.
All right, this book is called Amanda and her...
Alligator.
Her alligator. 好的，那现在呢，我们要来公布本周四本书的主题了。我们再复一下第一本，复习一下。我们礼拜日念 I want my hat back. 然后呢，礼拜一我们念了 Claudette。然后呢？昨天念的 "You will be my friend."
P.S. 金刚芭比。
然后今天金刚芭比，对不对？And then today we read Amanda and her alligator. 真的很难，有没有人猜得出来我们这个周的主题是什么？有没有人想要猜猜看？举手一下。Who is it?
It is.
I don't know.
Oh,
it's Lily. It That's it. Right. Hello, Lily or Hank.
Hello.
Hi. 你要猜一下我们这个周的我们本周的主题是什么吗
？Friend.
Friends.
Let's see.
Yes.
I want my hat back. Not sure about that one. Claudette. I guess she does make friends. You will be my friend. She does make a friend. Not a bad guess.
Yeah, not a bad guess. 你中三本。
Three out of four.
Friends,
not bad.
I want my hat back. 好像没有什么讲到 friends， 对不对？所以呢，可是呢，也是一个 good guess， 也是个 good guess。你们中三本，你中三本，恭喜 Hank。有没有其他人有想法？好 ，Pauline 要猜。
Pauline， what do you guess？ Louder, please.
他是还在想，还是很害羞。
No, she wants to guess the friends, but someone already did it.
You can say friends again. That's okay. Yeah,
it's okay. You want to say it louder? 又被讲走，害羞了。
啊，没关系，没关系。好，所以 Pauline 猜了 friends， 对不对？对，但是不是 friends。啊，我觉得今天真的很难猜，有没有人想要猜猜看？有没有四天都来的？我觉得应该很难。然后呢，我不太好意思 cue 真正老师，因为我不知道真正老师有没有想法。没有关系，你们没有举手，那我们就来公布今天。因为上礼拜太简单了呢，所以我跟 Derry 就是心里就是觉得说，我们一定要来为难一下大家。
Oh, the
我们这 Do you two know the theme of this week?
No.
好
，Do you have a guess?
Trying to finish something.
Trying to finish something. Finishing a task.
That's kind of every single picture book.
Yeah.
Right? Because they all have to have a plot or there's a story, right?
Mm-hmm. 好的啦，我们来公布答案了，因为我们已经9:15了。我们今本周的主题呢，就是这四本书。哎，我很怕我讲出来，你们会摔那个
摔手机。
我们这个礼拜这四本书全部都是2011年出版的。有想要打我们的请举手。
Why did you pick that year, Phoebe?
等一下我先问一下有没有想打我们的举手。
只有
Case 想要打我们。
It's gonna be Sandy. She's gonna have
No, Sandy's not here.
She's in a meeting.
Yeah, she's busy. 好，还好没有很多人想要打我们，你们都很客气。好，那为什么我们会选2011年呢？是因为来，你们说2011年发生了什么事？
忘记。
Rona， 你怎么可以忘记呢？
Because I was born。
对，2011年呢，是我们大儿子 Roland 的生日的那一年。那他生日的那一年呢，也刚好是 Garden English 诞生的那一年。嗯、所以 Roland 几岁呢？我们 Garden English 就几岁。
所以今天
不是今天，就是我们现在是今年就是 Roland 十岁，然后 Garden English 也是十岁，所以2011年对我们而言呢是很有意义的一个年。那我们就选了这一年出版的所有的绘本，我们选了四本出来，噔噔噔噔，公布答案。
好难。
I told you it was difficult this week.
Yeah.
好啦，那这样好了。这个礼拜很难，那下个礼拜想要我们选简单一点，帮我们举手。这个太难的，觉得这个太难，下礼拜可以简单一点。同意的请帮我举手一下。还是大家还是希望我们出难的。如果你说可以简单一点，好，凯跟 Tina 说可以简单一点。好的，大家说简单，我们就说简单一点。OK。I think that's the wrap for the night. Night night, everyone.
Night
night. Anybody have any questions, comments, book requests?
哦，我忘记让人家没有吧？有人想要问问题吗？
没有。
Jessica 是要讲话吗？要讲话我就 cue 你，还是哦，她没有。
Maybe she's raising her hand because she wants to slap you.
Jessica 不是想要呼我巴掌吧？好的，那没有了，大家都要睡觉了。Okay. Night night, everyone.
Night night.
Don't let the alligators bite.
Chomp.
Chomp.
Today is correct, chomp.